Good afternoon, Radio Entrepreneurs guests. We're here today with Ayaz Mahmood of West Branch Capital. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm great. So, Ayaz, you're in the wealth management and 401k world, and we're here trying to help entrepreneurs. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the services that you provide?
Overall wealth management firm, we found a great need for advice on 401k, given the Department of Labor has been pushing the fiduciary rule, obviously on hold at the moment, but some form or the other, I think people have become aware that plan sponsors, either companies that set up 401ks, have a fiduciary responsibility to their employees. And our role is to work with them and make sure or do our best to, you know, to that they would meet those fiduciary standards. Overall, this is good for plan participants and your employees. If you're trying to get them the best possible alternatives or combinations of alternatives. So we consult with the sponsors, and we're also available to plan participants if they want advice on what to do. Generally, our services are mostly with the plan participants in drafting an investment policy, for instance, or selecting a mutual funds that may go into ETFs, that may go into the alternatives, target funds, and as well as some conservative funds that are default funds, so that if nobody's picking, making a contribution, that's the one that's picked up for them.
And really, for the business owner, I've always found it interesting and somewhat frustrating that you find out sometimes that the firms that come in, they don't really explain the different plan designs and chassis that you could have a safe harbor provision. Or elaborate a little on the different simple versus 401k.
Well, you know, you can, as the firm grows and you have more employees, the 401k is, to our knowledge and to our experience, being the most cost efficient. Because if you have other plans where you can't, as you know, you cannot discriminate against different people. You got to treat everybody equally. So as the firm grows, in the beginning, you can do the simplified employee pension plans. I mean, there are obviously good choices where you can put a lot of money away for your retirement. But as you grow, now you have to treat everyone equally. Therefore, the 401k becomes a really natural, normal choice.
And a firm like yours is adding value because a lot of times, you know, you want borrowing provisions, vesting, and for a business owner to know the landscape of the retirement planning, it's very difficult.
Right. I think what people are, particularly smaller firms, they're busy building their businesses. Mm-hmm. And usually the person we deal with is one of the principals who has rather be spending time building the business than worrying, looking over the shoulder and worrying about what am I going to do with a 401k. So we actually provide a whole blueprint and an ongoing basis where you can just get one document from us quarterly, an annual meeting. If you want a WebEx with the employees or somebody wants to call us, we just take care of it. So people go, and so that's where the value add is for sure.
And it sounds like your firm can handle the business owner and the participants if they have other outside investments, and you can actually add. So you're kind of collaborating and giving a whole plan.
That's a very good point. We don't require that participants should talk to us or they should do business with us. That's entirely up to them. If they have their own advisor, they can work with the advisor. We're more than comfortable, and that happens. But if somebody has a question or wants to talk about it or doesn't have an advisor or is moved from a different part of the country to come and work, let's say come to work in Massachusetts, sometimes they want to make a change, of course we can do that. And I've done this for over 30 years. So that's I don't want to say there's anything easy about it, but that's sort of a simpler process than the 401k itself.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a challenging industry because you have a lot of compliance, competition. It seems like everybody's in the business, from the banks to the insurance companies to the... So you're providing, it's truly an independent service.
Absolutely. We are an independent firm. We are, obviously, we want to be as objective as we possibly can. We have no... we don't charge any commissions or any hidden fees, or we disclose everything. So you kind of, the company knows exactly what's being, what our fee is, of course, but also what fees are inside the investments or behind the investments, and what are the deals the custodians have with the fund families. And there are all kinds, I think that the Department of Labor would clarify that. I think would clarify a lot of things, would become cleaner and clearer if it was passed. So our job is to basically, we act as if that is in effect and try to disclose to the plan sponsors, say, this is what it's going to cost you, or this is what's costing the plan participants, and benchmark it to what's out in the industry. And that is all clarity is really very, very, very important in this, because it makes a big difference. You know, what you, if you are paying 2% or 3% in your 401k account, and you do the calculation over 25, 30 years, that's a big, big hit that you like to minimize. I mean, of course, you got to pay fees to someone. I mean, but you just want to make sure it's benchmarked and people are being treated fairly.
Right. I bet if a lot of firms audited their plan, they would be surprised at what they're ultimately paying, because they don't understand the fee for money under management, TPA, the whole...
Very good point, John. Very, very good point. If they, because most folks don't have the time, as you know. I mean, I have my own company, and I have a hard time looking at my own. So I've got other people say, we did the work for other people, and we obviously dovetail into what our we do for our 401k. And you're absolutely right. It's just people don't have the time, or if you are working with someone who's being paid, 12B1 fees or whatever the structures are behind the motivation. Changes, not that they're bad people by any imagination, but there's a conflict of interest that you as a sponsor should try to avoid.
The other thing I hear a lot of common complaints about is people acting as trustees on their own plans.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You have to be careful, particularly the 401k, because we are a fiduciary to the plan sponsors, so we kind of try to make sure, check what they're doing, review what they're doing, and if we see something that's awry, we'll point it out and, in fact, make the recommendation they should make the change.
Yeah, we try to encourage, we don't do your work, but I try to encourage business owners that if they're starting out a firm, and you can probably elaborate on this, the best time to start saving is early on.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people go a few years and they figure, well, until I have a big employee base. But you can do a plan design down to one person, correct?
Absolutely. And the sooner you start, the better. I mean, it's an easy calculation for us to do for them, to show them that if they were putting the maximum allowed under whichever plan that we asked them to start, and not to mention that you're not paying, you're saving, deferring taxes as you go along. So, and particularly, you know, the younger workforce, the people coming in, the companies should educate. And we are happy to do that, you know, and say, this is why you should be saving. And, of course, if those companies match, we match our 401k. At least put in what the company is willing to match, if not that. But if you actually do the calculation, when my son started his company, and he's joined a big company in New York, I said, Ian, just all you have to do is do the calculation. He's in finance. And tell me how much you should save. And sure enough, he's 20-something. He did the number. He said, oh, my God. I said, that's exactly right. And most people don't do that calculation.
And the tough thing with a lot of 401k providers is they don't educate the participant.
Right.
So, and you can elaborate on this. What happens is the business owner could be penalized because people aren't contributing.
Right.
So you actually do provide the education?
You know, because in some cases the workforce is spread around, so WebEx really works. I mean, we've done WebEx. And as many times a year as they want, or if a new employee comes in. Some of them, you know, it's interesting. Some 401k is very, very, is getting more and more common, which is really, really good to see. But yes, we would get on a WebEx, or we get on a phone. We actually meet at the headquarters. Love to do that. In fact, I personally enjoy doing that because it's a real connection with the people, you know, the
Great.
Employees, you know.
Great. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, where would they?
So we're on, obviously on the web at www.westbranchcapital.com. We have an office in Hingham, which is 781-556-1035. You ask for IRs. Mahmood, then they can connect. We have three offices, one in Amherst, Mass, and one in Orleans, Mass, on the Cape, and we can pretty much travel anywhere in the state.
Wow, that's excellent. I really appreciate you coming out and trying to guide our entrepreneurs in their selection of a good 401k IRS. So we're here, Radio Entrepreneurs, at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston, Mass. We had IRS Mumad from West Branch Capital with us, and we thank you for sitting in.
Thank you.